Welcome to Carrickfergus Vineyard, a place of hope where lives are changing. We're a church in the heart of Carrickfergus, passionate about seeing people's lives changed by the love of Jesus. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services.
Guys, while we dive in, it feels really weird this morning, I'm not going to lie. Does it feel weird to you? Yeah? Where is everyone? They're in Portrush. They're at Barry's. What's Barry's called these days? Who? Curry's. Curry's. Not Barry's. Curry's. Sorry. Sorry, I can't resist. I just can't resist. Win the crowd. Anyway, this morning, I'll be honest with you. I've been so excited about the story. The story, if nothing else, the story's really good at the beginning. Okay. And it begins with... Come on, Joe, show us. Map. Not the usual. It begins with a map. So a few weeks ago, I was speaking and shared a story. One of the real highlights for me during sabbatical in June, we got to do this event I've been wanting to do for ages, and it's a stupid thing to do, granted. It's a 24-hour challenge race thing in the Wicklow Mountains, and the red squiggly line is the route that we took over the time. And it's the blue kind of circled area I want to highlight in particular. So if we go to the next image, it's this bit here. It's that red squiggly sort of line. And do you know what? That's like the red line is the line I took. So it measures from my watch and then it uploads and all the rest. And I can see you are really interested. I thought many of you would have checked out by now. But you're in for a real treat, because here's the real map that we used during the thing. And look what I've got as well. Thanks, Sergi. I've got a Peter pointer. You see the red dot thing? Isn't it exciting? Yeah. So, me and my pal, we were traveling down that yellow road this direction, and we needed to get to that black dot there. That black dot there is a crag, a big kind of rocky thing. And there was a control point. That's where we needed to get to next. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, it was pitch black, and it was cloudy, so visibility wasn't great. And so coming from this direction, across and up this mountain there, you see all those lines there? They're called contour lines. And this top thing here, that's the top of the mountain. And so it would be really foolish to come straight across to get that black dot there. So what we did is we used handrails. Handrails are things that guide you from one place to another. Have I got my Duke of Edinburgh here? Yes, you're here. You'll know all about this. This is wonderful. You use handrails to actually help yourself get there. So we were coming down. Why is this not working anymore? Oh, no, I haven't. There you go. So we came down the road there to the P. P is for a car park. And you know what? We knew that there were people at the car park, because we could see them and we could hear them. They were reveling, shall we say. There was a really big fire going, and you could hear music pumping and stuff in the middle of the mountains. You would not expect it to be there, but they were there. And we were like, oh my gosh, there's these lads, they're absolutely hammered. And I'm thinking, what are we gonna do? They might think that we're whatever. So as we're coming up to them with both head torches on, they then get really quiet, and you could sense they knew that we were coming. And so a bit of friendly fire, I kind of called up and go, oh, hello, hello, hello. So they were like, oh, how are you doing, da-di-da? And I thought, I'll try and break the ice. So I said to them, hi, lads, we're just from the local authorities, in my English accent. I said, we're just from the local authorities here. We're just checking that you've got the correct paperwork for your illegal fire that you've got going in the middle of the mountains. It was met with that kind of silence of if... Oh, he's joking. And then it was all good in the hood. And we were like, fine. They were asking us questions. They're saying, what are you doing? And I not use the language that they use with us. And I said, oh, well, we're kind of out here, a bit of a treasure hunt, that sort of thing. And they said, you're mad. And they said, oh, we've got some bacon and sausage. Do you want us to make you a fry? We're like, no, thanks. And we go, we make you a cup of coffee. We're like, no, thanks. Clock's ticking. We need to get going. Well, there's a track up there. We want to go up that track. You go, that track doesn't go anywhere. You don't want to be going up that track and all this kind of stuff. And Anyway, so we said, well, lads, we need to go. And we needed to go up this track here along through the forest to the break in the end of the forest. And then when we got to the end of there, we used the edge of the forest to this point here. But we knew that we needed to get up over this direction, and we needed another handrail, another path, another something to follow along. But can you see our obvious mistake here? In the middle of the night, when you can't see where you're going, we accidentally took a 90-degree turn and headed south instead of across the way. And it was a schoolboy error, but really easily done. Those of you who know, who's actually interested right now? I tell you what, that is way more than I thought. Great, hands down. Hands up, you're not interested whatsoever. Just put it up your hands. Gosh, that surprises me. All four of you. We'll pray for you afterwards. You can come forwards for ministry. Some map evangelism continues. So anyway, so we made this obvious mistake and you're like, oh my gosh. And honestly, it is quite bewildering when you cannot see a thing. You think you know where you are, but you're not entirely sure. And you want to get to where you know you need to get to, but you just want to get there. And we knew that once we got to this line here, and the pink line there, that's actually shaded pink on the map. The red line is the line I've drawn onto the map. But that pink line there is the, if you can just read there, it is the Wicklow Way. The Wicklow Way spans right the way through the mountains. It's about 100 or so kilometers long. And so what we did at this point here, we literally took a compass bearing and we headed this direction. And the red line is fairly straight up the hill. You see all those contour lines? And you are literally walking. That distance is about 500 meters. And you are literally walking into the darkness, into the clouds, literally looking at your compass, just trying to keep Red Fred in the bed. And if you know what you know how to use a compass, you'll know what that means. And you're literally looking at the compass, walking in a straight line, hoping, hoping, hoping. Are we actually going to get there? Get there, get where? Get onto the path. Because when you're on the path, you know where you are. And when you're across the field, it is really, really bewildering not quite knowing where you are. You want to get onto the Wicklow Way. Ways are paths that lead somewhere. You might have heard of the Ulster Way, 636 miles that circumnavigates around the province of Ulster. You might have heard of the Causeway Coast Way, the Mourne Way, Antrim Hills Way, or St. Patrick's Way. Other spiritual pilgrimages from Iona to Lindisfarne, or probably the best known pilgrimage in the world is the Camino de Santiago in Spain. And each of these ways have way markers, these posts in the ground with a little symbol that tells you that you're on the way. I wonder if you've guessed it this morning. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Did you like that, Chance? No. Moving swiftly on. During this season of Lent, we've been doing this season looking at the I Ams. We've looked at I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good of shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. And today, we look at I am the way, the truth, and the life. Next week is our family gathering. That is not a children's service. That is a family gathering of all ages. Please do come to them. They're real highlights. I love coming to them. They're always fun, guaranteed fun, but they're also incredible, meaningful, worshipful times for the family, all of us to gather together. That will be next week, and then Kate will conclude our series of I Am the True Vine on Easter Sunday. These very deliberate statements, seven of them found in the book of John, quoting I am when God first said, I am who I am at the burning bush to Moses. These statements which point Jesus' listeners to who he was. He was claiming who he was, who was God. These statements that gave some descriptive meaning of who Jesus was claiming to be. And what's interesting is that with nearly all of the other I am statements, when Jesus made them, he made them to a larger group of people, usually to the Jewish listeners and hearers, and especially to the Pharisees, the religious people, because he was often making a statement. But in the context of this statement, I am the way and the truth and the life, he's making it to 11 of his disciples. We pick up the text of the story. They are at the Last Supper, literally at the cross. Jesus reclining at the table with his 11 disciples. He's already had the conversation with Judas, and Judas has left the table. He's gone to do what he set out to do, which is to betray Jesus. We find this story in John chapter 14 through to chapter 17, and it's known as the farewell discourse, the farewell. Jesus, in the hours during mealtime, he's washed the disciples' feet, he's broken bread and drank from the cup, and he's modeled to us what we'll share together later, which is what we use the word communion. But at this special dinner together, Jesus is lovingly, graciously telling the disciples, I am going to a place. And the disciples, they're upset. They're going, where are you going? Simon Peter says, where I am going, you cannot follow, but you will follow later. We find that in John 13. And Jesus tees it up for what we're about to read, which is in John 14. If you have a Bible, turn to there, John 14, first few verses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. This wonderful, comforting passage, which is often used at Thanksgiving services. It's wonderful. My father was not necessarily a devout believer himself, but he was a believer without a doubt. The minister, or the vicar, we call them, who took my father's funeral, he quoted this very passage, and he said, he remarked that my own dad confided in him on a number of occasions in the time leading up to his death, basically assuring himself of this to come. And it's such comforting verses, and I offer this to all of us, and I hope that this is not crass or inappropriate, or you are anyone offended by this, but especially to those who are advancing in you. We don't often talk, but it is a reality that comes to us all, and it is a comfort to know that Jesus has gone before us, that he is there with the Father, preparing room, preparing a place for us to be with him forever and ever. It's just such a comfort. Chantelle today is going to shoot straight off, driving to her parents' homeland in County Fermanagh to celebrate and remember her uncle's life. In those moments and those occasions, as families gather together to remember our dear loved ones, we, the body of Christ, believers, those who've given our yes to Jesus, we can be assured that Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place for us. Jesus says, you know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas pipes up. Thomas or Peter, they're usually the ones that kind of stick themselves out there. Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus doesn't really specifically answer the question. Instead, he points the direction to himself. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way. He's the way. He's the only way. He's the only way to heaven. There is no other way. There is no secret path. There is no other God that leads us to the place where we want to go to. He is claiming in that moment, and it is true, that Jesus is the way. He's the pathway to the Father, and he is the way to eternal life. Jesus, hours before the cross, saying, in and through me as a person, you will have access to the Father. Centuries of longing and praying for the Messiah to come. To us, it's hard to get our heads around, but to the Jewish devout believer, they've had the law. They have received the commandments on tablets of stone. They have had the tabernacle and the temple, the places where the tablets were kept, where the presence of the Lord was so tangible. God sent the prophets to them. He allowed them to have kings to rule over them. And because of these ways were pointing him, right relationship with him, because of the sin that has separated us. But what we needed was a Savior. And that Savior came in the person of Jesus, to whom he would carry the iniquities of us all. And so to the cross Jesus would go to make a way, because he is the way. Peter in Acts reiterates something later to the rulers in Jerusalem. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. He's the way. He's the way to the Father. And in this context, he is saying, to be with me, where I am going, disciples, there and then in the meeting, in the meal, and to us, I am the way. I'm the way to him, and I'm the way to where you want to be for the rest of our lives, so that death will never conquer us or separate us. We will always be with him. But also in the here and now, he is the way. Like my story at the beginning, way markers, those posts in the ground that lead you in the right direction to where it is where you want to get to. Jesus is the way, and he's always making a way for us. A bit like the compass bearing, that we're continually looking and checking the compass, that we're heading in the right direction, and he points a way. In our daily lives with us, he is leading and he's beckoning us. And he's saying, here is the way, walk in it. Narrow is the path, but stay on that narrow path. Don't wander off. Because when we do wander off, graciously and lovingly, Jesus beckons us back. He says, get back on the path. Get back on track, as it were. Don't lose our way. And if we do deviate from our direction of travel, then we need to turn back, and that's called repentance. We come back on track. Jesus is the way, and he is the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. And that is in contrast to the devil. The devil is known as the father of lies, but Jesus is the truth. I'm so glad that he's the truth. I'm so glad that in his best-selling novel that we have the truth written for us on pages. John 1, he begins his whole book, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The truth, the Word was God. Jesus is the truth. And I don't know about you, but in our culture and society today, there's a whole manner of narratives being spoken out there. And what your truth is can be completely different to else's truth, and what you think is right, and whatever you think, and da-di-da-di-da, and whatever social media stuff is being fed to us through the algorithms, I believe I've heard that before. The feeds that we troll through and we scrolling through, it's just feeding us. With all number of different stories. And it's this murky waters that we're swimming in. But I'm so glad that Jesus is the truth, and we must point ourselves to him, and we must point ourselves to what the Word says and teaches and stands for, because the truth, because Jesus is the truth, will set us free. We build our lives on him, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the source of life itself. He is life. Chapters earlier and 2 weeks ago, Chantel spoke about Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd who lays down his life for his loved ones. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus, I am, comes that we might have life and have it in its fullness. When we think about life, the good life, having a great life, our worldly pleasures can kind of get in the way. We can think that the good life is about gain. It's about gratifying desires, about gaining possessions, pina coladas and tropical beaches. You get the picture. And some of those things, that the abundance of life and the goodness of life, they're good things, right? And some of those we can be absolutely grateful to God for. But too much of that stuff, and it takes us away from who the life really is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Life comes not through what we get, but life comes through what we give. It's often through sacrifice. It's often through surrender. It's often through laying down our lives for other people, giving ourselves away. In Luke 9, Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves, take up their cross, follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. These last number of weeks, Chantel and I, we've had some challenging times. Don't flip out. By the way, we're concerned. We're grateful for care. It's been a challenge just with where we live. I'll say no more. And it's absolutely fine. And we're absolutely fine. I'm probably saying too much here. But we have just gotten to the place where we have prayed together more than we've ever prayed. And we've gotten to a place where we have just simply surrendered everything to him in this whole way. And it's such a beautiful thing, because we want to control, don't we? We want to be in control. We want to know it's going to be okay. And in it and through this, we've just simply prayed and just say, God, you're in charge. You're in charge. And you know what was so wonderful? Is Michael here? Michael and Hazel. Oh, you are there. Michael had a word for us as we were praying. A number of you guys prayed for us, and he just said, he didn't know our circumstances. He just said, I am making a way. Making a way. Ah, that's gold. It's gold. I am making a way. Isn't he kind? Isn't he good? And we went home, and the situation hasn't changed, but my posture towards it has completely changed. When we surrender our lives, when we truly say, God, I trust you. You know that kind of trust exercise that maybe the young people do at youth groups or the weekend away, when they get everyone with their arms like this and they kind of go back and you say, right, just want you to close your eyes and kind of lean back like that, and you fall into their arms. It's like that. It's a step of faith. It's a leap of putting yourself in his hands, in his arms, and just losing ourselves and allowing him to work in us and through us.
Thanks for listening to the Carrickfergus Vineyard podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, please visit our website at carrickfergusvineyard.org.